Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with the crew from Clevenger Insurance. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Now, first of all, I just learned something about you guys that we need to talk about. Now, Gina, your official name is what?
Asset Superheroes.
Asset Superheroes. That is so cool. So I'm talking to three superheroes right now. This is so awesome.
Yes, we named it Asset Superheroes because we protect people's assets, you know, their homes, their vehicles, their lives. And it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If somebody has a catastrophic claim, you know, that's what insurance does. It puts somebody back whole, and we feel like it really can help when we're not in the office all the time.
Right.
So it's a superhero power, you know, it's all the time.
Oh, I love it. I love the posters you've got around the room. Looks like, reminds me of the old Batman days.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry, you can't see that on the radio.
Yeah, that's okay. And actually, our mission is we want to create a marvelous insurance experience. Mm-hmm. So it's a play on word for the Marvel.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah. So our tagline is have a marvelous day.
Oh, nice. Wow, you're so creative. That's awesome. You take my job. Well, along those lines, you don't only do things for your customers. You also do things, great things for the community. Can you introduce your staff here and tell me, you've got an event coming up. Tell me about it.
Yes, absolutely. I have Jessica Schilling here. She works in the agency on home and auto insurance policies and helps with the operations. I have Riley Delp here. She just started. We're very excited. She's an insurance agent superhero in training.
Now, do you wear capes?
Man, all women wear capes. They're just invisible.
Oh, I set myself up for that one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm outnumbered.
Yeah, girls rule the world. I got to get that plug in there.
Oh, there you go. That's right. You're right.
We're not man haters, but, you know, girls, we get things done.
You do. I admittedly, yes.
So anyhow, you know, one of our core values is to make decisions that last longer than us and also make an impact. We want to be the team member, community member, and friend that you would want to be around.
Right.
You know, the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated. And we are blessed to have a business that is a for-profit where, you know, we have the income to give back, to pour into our team and to pour into the community. And so each month we really want to highlight a small business or a community member that we feel is a superhero. Mm-hmm. To recognize them, because the thing that has always bothered me in life is you never know somebody's true story until you read their obituary if you don't take the time to get to know them.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's very important to me as a person that I can help people showcase their gifts and talents as much as possible. And if we can do that through our business platform, we're going to do everything in our power to do that. Whether it's, you know, a vocal, whether it's a monetary donation, just lifting other people up and being stronger together.
Well, thank you so much for doing that. I mean, was it last month you had the Babe Supporting Babe?
Yes, we had the first ever Kosciuszko County Woman Business of the Year. It was an amazing turnout. Dr. Emily Watson won. Jessica and I were on ABC 57. The nominations we received were tearjerkers. I mean, they were so powerful. All these women that own businesses, not only do they run a business, they're helping their team members and their community members be better people.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for doing that. Now, Jessica, you're telling me about some other unsung heroes that you're getting ready to promote or to honor. Tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the month of April is National Superhero Day. It actually falls on April 26th. Uh-huh. And we decided to do a campaign for small town superheroes. And we decided to find a local company that is a unspoken superhero, maybe not your traditional business that you may think of.
Sure.
And we've decided to highlight the Warsaw Police Dispatch Department.
Oh my gosh.
And all of those amazing team members that work around the clock, night and day, 365 a year,
oh, that's
to
perfect.
Help the community. We have made some custom shirts for them that say Small Town Superhero. Oh, awesome. And we are going to give them to each one of the team members over there and take a photo with them, highlight them on social media, as well as give them all a gift card to a local business for a cup of coffee. So we're also going to work with the River Coffee House that is new to downtown Warsaw and Three Crowns Coffee.
Nice.
So we are looking forward to featuring them and just acknowledging them and all the work that they do day in and day out for this community. Oh. They are unspoken superheroes.
Oh, they sure are. How many calls a day do they get? How many calls do they get from people that are just prank calls or they're a little bit tipsy, calling in things?
Yeah.
And they've got to go through and decipher all of that to see which calls are real, which ones are not real. And a lot of times people are not in a very happy mood when they call 911.
Absolutely. And to be able to then relay that to our first responders to know what the need is. Is it EMS? Is it fire? Is it, you know, police? So, yes, they go above and beyond in our community. And so we just want to highlight them. So,
and a fascinating conversation that we had in the office was when you ask people, when you meet somebody out in public, you know, what do you do for a living? Mm-hmm. Where do you work? Mm-hmm. How many times have you ever heard somebody say, I'm a 911 dispatcher?
Right.
They are literally invisible superheroes. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the main drivers that we feel like they just kind of fly under the radar.
Sure.
But they come, you know, in the middle of the night to save the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, just think how, I mean, they're obviously a counselor.
Yes.
I mean, they've got somebody on the line going through something very traumatic. Mm-hmm. They have to keep them on the line, maybe till the police get there or the fire department gets there. And, they're helping people at their most desperate, needy times.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for honoring them. Now, you've got some other things, Riley, coming up later on in the summer, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. So to highlight a couple of other months, every month we like to highlight whether it's a business or a community member. And so in May is actually Small Business Month. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be highlighting a small business and recognizing them for their positive impact in the community and everything that they've done. And then jump forward a couple months into August, it's National Volunteer Month. And so we'll be honoring a non-for-profit. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be awesome just to be able to shout out some of these amazing small businesses and non-for-profits. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Thank you guys for everything you do for the community. I can't wait to see you flying around town in your capes. And but no, thank you for honoring those unspoken heroes.
Yeah.
A lot of us are in the social media all the time. We get our face and we get our face all over the paper and stuff all the time. But you're right. It's those unsung heroes that support everything that everybody else does that go unnoticed. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Yes, thank you.
It's our pleasure. We live, work, and play here, and we want to do our part. We're very appreciative of all the support the community's offered us over the years, personally and professionally.
Right. Well, and like I told Jessica earlier, this is something that, as an insurance agency, you don't have to do, but you choose to help our community. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today I'm with Marcy Fisher from Cedar Creek of Warsaw. Welcome, Marcy.
Hi.
Now, see, you're one of our ambassadors. Thank you so much for being one of our chamber ambassadors. As always, I see you participate in everything. Now, Cedar Creek of Warsaw. Some people may not know that name. Can you tell us a little bit about Cedar Creek?
That's correct. So we are, we used to be Lake City Place. We actually underwent a name change last July. We changed from Lake City Place to Cedar Creek of Warsaw. We're assisted living, a licensed assisted living here in Warsaw, Indiana. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. And you have an event coming up here pretty soon, don't you?
I do. We are doing a Senior Living 101 on Tuesday, April 16th at 2 p.m. So what that is I'm going to be doing a presentation about senior living and what kind of questions you would want to ask when looking for senior living for your loved ones. Mm-hmm. We understand a lot of the time when people start looking into senior living, they don't know what they're looking for.
Well, sure.
They're starting from square one. So we want to help people know what to look for. Mm-hmm. So when they do come in, we're going to do that presentation. And if they do a tour with us while they're at our community, anybody who does a tour receives their choice of one of two books and a bookmark as well.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah, because I know that it's one of those things you put off thinking about as long as you possibly can.
Definitely.
And you really don't know what you don't know. And so that's fantastic that you're doing this. Now, do people need to register?
Not necessarily, but it would be helpful to kind of have a count ahead of time so they can contact me at the office at 574-267-3873, or they can even email me. My email is mfisher@cedarhurstliving.com.
Okay. Well, thank you, Marcy. And where, just for people that don't know, where is Cedar Creek of Warsaw located?
So we are located at 425 Chenworth Court. Here in Warsaw, it is, you can see us from 30, but we're kind of hard to get back to. It's just off of Parker, and then you kind of have to snake back through a residential area.
Sure. It's one of those places that people go by 1,000 times.
Definitely. I've heard plenty of times about, I've lived here my whole life, and yes. I didn't even know you were here. But once you get back there, the beautiful thing about our community is you're smack dab in Warsaw. You can see 30, but we're surrounded by woods.
Yes.
So you have this beautiful, we have a lot of wildlife that comes up to the building that you can see, and we just feel like you're out in nature, out in the country.
Yes.
So it's a beautiful little property right smack dab in Warsaw.
Oh, that's what I've always loved about it, because yeah, you have the beauty of being, yeah, totally secluded, but then you're within a mile away from anything you'd want.
Exactly. That's one of my favorite things about our property.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us today, Marcy, and please come out for Senior Living 101.
You have been listening to today's edition of Biz Buzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of Biz Buzz with News Now Warsaw.